episode 271 of Fly Away. We're a group of agents from Outlander Travel who get together every week to talk about all things travel. Whether you've been listening for a while or are just tuning in, we're happy you found us. We truly believe that travel has the power to change the world, and we want to inspire others to come along with us. We chat about destinations, current events, our favorite experiences, and lots more. We love to hear your feedback and ideas for topics, so be sure to connect with us on our website, Facebook, or Twitter. My name is Sandy, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Donna, George, Lindsay, and Elizabeth. The Dominican Republic has been a popular island destination for Americans for many years now. Recently, she had a bit of bad press that was based on a great deal of conjecture and alarmism. So we are making it a point to travel there over the next few months and bring back our honest impressions of the real DR. Elizabeth recently visited the island as part of Nexion's President's Circle Award trip, and she's here tonight to share her thoughts on what she saw, what she ate, what she drank, and what she felt. So let's get started. So I guess we should talk about the elephant in the room and maybe mention the bad press and why we think you shouldn't be so alarmed.
Yeah. So, I mean, the one big story that, and I think it was technically the first big story that came out, was a woman was beaten pretty severely on the property of a resort, as she claims. She did report it, but there was a lot of weirdness about the whole situation, and I don't believe any conclusion has actually been come to yet. This is not to downplay the fact that someone was beaten to death, not to death, but she was beaten pretty badly. But I will say that violent crimes happen everywhere, and one crime in the Dominican Republic is generally not something to be completely alarmed about. I mean, you always want to be careful, you always want to be safe. It's probably best not to walk by yourself in the middle of the night, anywhere. It's sad that that's true, but it's true. Yeah. That's not to blame her for what happened. We still don't really know what happened, but it's one incident, and millions of tourists go to the DR every year. So it's really important to keep a perspective on this. You know, right. we walk around cities, all of us, where someone's been shot yesterday. Yeah. It wasn't us. So it's really important to sort of keep that in perspective. Then right after that, there was a rash of people saying, well, you know, my uncle died while he was in the DR this year, and my aunt died, and this couple died. And so the FBI actually stepped in, because everybody's like, oh, everybody goes to the DR and dies. And there was all this, you know, was it tainted alcohol? Was it? And the FBI came in and followed up on the toxicology reports that the Dominican Republic authorities did. And they found the same conclusions, which is they were all natural causes. There was no foul play. Most of them were heart related. And obviously for privacy reasons, they don't really talk about all of that, but they basically said there was no foul play involved in any of these deaths. So although seven deaths reported all quickly, right in succession, of American tourists dying somewhere seems really big, if you look at the number of people who die on vacation.
I mean, people die in Myrtle Beach on vacation.
Yeah. People die in Pittsburgh on vacation. Yeah. People die in Pittsburgh just living in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is sort of the circle of life. And again, not to downplay the grief of these families or whatever, but the fact is people do pass away while on vacation. And you may not know anyone who has, or it may seem like a really foreign concept, because seriously, what a bummer to pass away while on vacation, but people do. The findings were pretty much said to be all natural causes. And in reality, many, many people have been to the DR since these incidents happened, and the incidents have not been reported again since this sort of flurry. So yeah,
I think sometimes we can live in that perfect bubble of where, well, nothing's going to happen to me on my perfect vacation, and I think that's where the insurance comes in, because because it's just like at home.
Yes,
you know, you're just as much risk for, I'm just as clumsy on vacation as I am at home.
Yep. Previous episode. So yeah, it is. It's true. It is such a bummer, and like, not to downplay the experiences that these people had, but bad things happen to people every day, and unfortunately, sometimes it happens when they're on vacation. So,
and unfortunately, when things like that blow up, it can devastate an entire country.
And we are talking about a country whose main
source of income
is tourism. That is what they do. That is how they bring money into a country that is, for the most part, poverty stricken. Yeah. So it's really, you know, when you do that, and let's continue the story. It's Americans who came to the DR and made that a tourism capital. And so then when Americans pull back out, because a few bad things happened, it is devastating to that economy.
That same thing kind of happened to Aruba a few years ago.
In Puerto Rico. That's what happened in Puerto Rico with the Zika.
And it's happened to Jamaica. So it's really important to know that bad things happen everywhere. And I'm not saying, you know, that you, that you have to go to the DR, but it's a beautiful island. People say, oh, I want a wonderful beach and I want warm weather and I want, then go to the Dominican. And I want a less expensive resort. Go to the Dominican Republic then. It's a great choice. And there's really no reason to be any more frightened of there than anywhere else.
All right. Yeah. So on that note, we're done talking about that. So talk about what's the President's Club?
Oh, so I'm just going to praise myself for a bit. No, it is an award. And it's important that I say that because I did receive this as an incentive trip. So I didn't pay for a good portion of it. So it's very important to note that for, podcast viability. That said, I'm also a professional, and so I evaluate these things. And I brought my husband along, who, certainly has his set of opinions.
I think if you should get President's Girl next year, you shouldn't bring your husband. You should bring...
You should take one of us.
Sanity might not be able to.
Well,
just saying. Do you hear that? I'm either replacing you. it's basically an award trip, and they chose the Excellence El Carmen before all of this press happened, and then they evaluated whether or not it was worth still going, and of course they said yes, it was. So.
Yeah, and they wanted to help.
I was glad to be able to go, because I will also say this is my very first trip to the Dominican Republic, unless you
can
stop. Yeah, but I stayed at Amber Cove. I never left Amber Cove, so I really don't count that, because that's kind of a, I don't know, it's kind of a hotel, sort of, right? So yeah, it was like, I didn't really go out into the island. So this was my first chance to actually, I flew into Punta Cana and I, took a transfer to the resort and, I was really on the island.
Yeah. Awesome. So what did you think of it? Where'd you stay?
So it was the Excellence El Carmen. There's two Excellence properties in the Dominican Republic. There is the El Carmen and the Punta Cana. There was an opportunity to go over to the Punta Cana property, but I didn't actually get to do that. Well, I didn't take the opportunity to do it. I did other things.
Are they close together?
I think they're fairly close together. Yeah. I didn't do it, so I didn't actually ride over there, but I feel like they're pretty close together.
Do they have exchange privileges?
I looked that up before this podcast and I did not see that they did. So I'm going to say maybe. Because I have a cheat sheet in front of me and it does not mention exchange, but I ran out of time to actually check that for sure. So, and again, since I was on an incentive trip, we had privileges sometimes that you wouldn't normally have. So I wasn't sure if that they did. There were people who did go over there for dinner, but it was part of an organized trip over. Mm-hmm. So I'm not positive about that. So
what is Excellence like?
So Excellence is an adult only property. And So Excellence is also a group of hotels, Excellence, Finest, and Beloved. Excellence is the adult-only arm. Finest is the family-friendly. Currently, there's only one, but there might be a second one coming soon, and it might be in the Dominican Republic. Just saying. Okay. And then Beloved is kind of a couple's resort. It's more of a, there's only one of those, and that's in Mexico. So the other properties are on other islands. There's two in the Dominican Republic right now. Possibly three, third one coming. And it is a higher end property. So considered a luxury property. It's got a beautiful stretch of beach. And it's got all the things you would expect, swim up, pools, there's a club level, all the things that you would expect from an all-inclusive resort.
So how was the beach? I mean, you said it's a good stretch of beach. Is it like a really calm kind of water, or
so I'm told that can vary. The side of the island that we're on isn't necessarily the calmest. I didn't want to go out in the water. It was a little rough, but we were also there in December. So I don't know what it's, again, this is my first time to the Dominican Republic. So I think Donna's going back soon and we're going to do another episode on it coming up. And she'll be on another side of the island. So it'll be interesting to hear, what she has to say. But if you like listening to the waves crash, you could definitely go. And there were people swimming. I mean, I think we had yellow flags most of the time that I was there. So, whereas when I go to Mexico, a lot of times there's red flags. So it just sort of depends.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do they have the nice, little Bali beds or little beach bungalows?
There are some, and I do believe that they are extra charge. Oof, I also meant to write that down, or they may be club level only. I did not have club level while I was there, so I didn't really get to experience those privileges. But there were plenty of lounge chairs, plenty of chairs in general. Like, it was pretty easy to get a spot at the pool. We went fairly early, but not first thing in the morning, and we were able to get sort of a prime spot right by the pool bar. So, at some places you can find a lounge chair, but it's way far away from the action. But they really spread it out nicely, where the lounge chairs were sort of focused on the points of activity. And then there were some that were more.
Is it a big resort?
Isolated. Yes, it can be. I was fortunate that my room was in a building very close to the main building. I was at the end of it, but it was close. But there are, yeah, it can be pretty far. It could be pretty far to walk. There were elevators, and there was a lot of accessibility for the mobility challenged. In fact, the main pool had a ramp that actually went all the way down into the pool. So it didn't have zero entry, but there was a ramp that you literally could roll all the way down. It was a really long ramp, actually. So a nice gradual incline. So it took you, gradually into the water. A lot like you would sort of step in from the steps and sort of get a little bit wet.
That sounds like zero entry.
Yeah, but it's a ramp. There were stairs beside it. Like, it was literally a ramp. Okay. Yeah. It wasn't the whole, zero entry is usually like the whole pool, but this was literally a ramp with a handrail.
Okay, I was gonna say, is there a handrail there? You're not supposed to like wheel a big chair in the ramp.
You could wheel one that was, where you could then just transfer. Over.
That's awesome.
Yep. So into the water. I didn't see anyone using it, so I didn't see it in action, but there were definitely places where you could tell they had taken accessibility into, there were still weird stairs here and there, but almost everywhere there was a way to find an elevator to get to where you needed to go. Nice. And if you were mobility challenged, they would make sure you were somewhere where it would be fairly easy for you to get in and out. The rooms were huge. I mean, the rooms, honestly, these were some of the best room designs I've ever seen. There was a walk-in closet that was pretty much invisible when you closed the doors. It just looked like a wall. And it was set away from the bed far enough where if I had meetings in the morning, because it was technically a work trip. And the meeting started at like 8:30 in the morning. So I would have to get up at like 7:00. And that's not Chris's idea of a good time, getting up at 7:00. So I would go get dressed in the closet, and the closet light would come on as soon as I opened the closet, and I could close the closet door behind me, get dressed, and there was no light to bother him. And then the bathroom was also behind the bed. And so even though had ways to peekaboo through it, it had some privacy. Now, there was no real door on the bathroom, but the way it, most of it was walled off by the bed. And so when he was laying in bed, he wasn't bothered by the light from the bathroom so much. Okay. So it really was well designed, where there was plenty of, the shower had no door and was clear glass. So had it been two friends hanging out together, they might have gotten to know each other really well. But as long as the other person stays in the bedroom area and doesn't come around to the bathroom, then
it's not like a big window.
Nothing's violated. Right. Exactly. I mean, if you come around to the bathroom, then you will see everything, but you can stay on the other side until the other person says, "Hey, it's cool." The bed faces the window, which then we had an ocean view and we could also see the pool. So, we had this beautiful view, but there's a full size couch in there and a big long desk, lots of storage space. And then it had this awesome feature. The balcony had an area to, it had a Bali bed on it. And then it had two chairs and a table, so you could sit up there.
Oh, I love that.
But then right around the corner, it's really hard to explain this without drawing a picture.
And I saw your video of it. So
yeah,
I know
it's
what
really
you're saying.
Cool. Yeah. So you go out on the balcony and then you look left and you can see this huge jacuzzi tub that's actually glassed in. It's actually inside the room, but it sticks out onto the balcony area. You have to be careful because people can see into it. So it looks like it's really private. There are blinds that can be drawn. And then just beyond that, separated by a glass wall, there's this like other bally bed that's kind of tucked away further front with cushions and pillows that's right in front of that tub. So you actually had two places where you could like sit and read or meditate or whatever.
So could you roll out of the jacuzzi onto the balcony?
No, because there was glass there.
Okay.
It looked like you could.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And I was a little disappointed. And I'm not going to say that I actually hit the glass trying to do that.
They need to put like decals on the window.
Yeah. So George, you've been to this property, right?
Yes.
Am I describing it well? Can you describe it any better than I can, that I'm doing?
No, it's kind of like a glass bump out from the room that takes up part of the balcony. Yeah, no other real good way to describe it.
They can see from walking by?
Yeah, or you have it all lit up because you're not thinking about it. And I mean, if you stand up. So if you're down in the tub, all they'd see is maybe they could tell your head was in it. And we were on the top floor, so we might not have been as visible as some, but all the rooms had it. So if you're on the first floor, Although I don't know, did the first floor rooms have that since they're swim out?
I don't think they do because they're swim outs.
Yeah.
I'm looking at some of the pictures of what you're describing online, and it looks like some of them have a wall on the other side of that bed that goes up kind of high so that you couldn't even see, you know, maybe just your head if you stood up out of the jacuzzi tub. So maybe they don't all have that, but
yeah, mine did not have a wall. Like when I sat in the tub with my head sticking right above the tub, I could see straight out the glass all the way through had I not had the blinds down. But yeah, there is a glass wall. So you can't get on that little second bolly bed and fall off because there's a wall there, but it's clear.
So we talked, you mentioned like,
I found a ground floor picture and there's blinds on the ground floor ones.
Okay.
There's blinds.
Yeah, I had a blind too that I could put up or down. So I guess, yeah.
So for, if you were there with some like girlfriends, say it's a girls trip, do they have like separate beds? Do they have rooms?
Yes, they have. They do have some, not very many though.
Okay.
So yeah, but they do have some. Okay. And you can't, the couch is not a sleeper couch. So it's not like you couldn't compromise and one of you take the couch. Although it's a big couch. So if somebody were, you know, physically fit and didn't mind sleeping on a couch, they could.
Right.
So they would be sad though, because the bed was actually quite comfortable.
Is the bed king size?
Uh-huh. Yep. Oh, yeah. Yep. And there were plenty of plugs. El Carmen, George, I know George knows this. It's a new build, right? It's a fairly new build. It's only a few years old.
Yes. I was there in, what is this, 2020? I think it was 2016. And we were actually there right after it finished. So some of the restaurants still weren't even quite opened yet.
Yeah.
So it is new. And I, from what I've seen of the other new resorts that they're building, they look more like this than they do like the original Excellence Punta Cana.
And if I remember correctly on that podcast episode in which you were a guest and not yet an official Outlanderian, you said that you preferred Punta Cana, right? Because it was a little bit more of the traditional Caribbean.
I did. This resort's beautiful, but it's very concrete and glass modern, whereas Punta Cana is more kind of jungly and overgrown. And yeah, they're just very different. I don't know that you'd know they were the same resort company.
So what you mentioned, you weren't club level, but do you know what you might have experienced if you had been club level?
Yes, it's sort of the same things that you get club level at most other resorts. There is a restaurant that is just for club level. So that's kind of a nice thing. I will say a lot of the, most of the club level rooms have some of the best views. That doesn't mean that you have to have club level to have a good view. There are some, like the terrace, there's a two-story rooftop terrace suite with plunge pool, which is sort of their top suite.
How is that not club level?
They have it club level and they have it not club level.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
From what I'm gathering from the sheet here. Because, yeah.
That's kind of nice, because if you want those features in your room, but you just don't necessarily want the club level, right. It's nice that you have that option.
Right.
Because most resorts, you don't. You're bumping up. Yeah, everything's going.
And I would venture to say that the two-story rooftop terrace suite with plunge pool that is not club level is probably still more than the Excellence Club Junior Suite Ocean View, which is the bottom of the Excellence Club. You know, so it probably is. You could get a club level room, so you just sort of want to decide if you want that those extra benefits. So many of them have a private pool or a swim-up concept. There's private check-in and check-out. There's a concierge desk in every building. That's true anyway. I didn't try to use the concierge without having club level, but I'm not sure that I would have not been able to. There is a private lounge with some buffets. They call them smart buffets, which I think just means very nice. And premium bar service. There is a private restaurant, as I mentioned, and a private bar as well, which is pretty typical now at club level in club level resorts. Two private pool bars. Bulgari toiletries, upgraded mini bar and room service menu, 12 private pools and 7 independent jacuzzis. But I think those are, they're not huge by any means. They're sometimes.
So there's two club level pool bars. So that's nice. Mm-hmm. That's really nice.
A complimentary beach bag for use during your stay, so you can't take it with you. shoe shine service, daily fruit and petit fours in the suite. Fresh flowers and sparkling wine in the suite upon arrival, upgraded in-suite premium liquor selection. So I'm trying to think, I had Johnny Walker Red, I didn't have Appleton Rum. Did I have Appleton Rum?
I might have liquor though.
And I had a vodka. that didn't strike me as really high end. So I had 3 bottles of liquor, so brand new, unopened.
That's what I was going to say. I'm interested to know. As part of their precautionary stuff.
Yeah. Well, and I think that that's normal for them. And he also made sure to mention, because we were in meetings, we also got to talk to the people at Excellence and hear more about it. And he said, we also do not return if you only drink 3 sips out of that bottle, we throw it away. It doesn't go to the bar afterwards. It's yours. It's written off in the cost of your stay.
Interesting.
Hopefully it's not thrown away. Hopefully it's like taken home by it.
I'm just saying.
Anyway, so did you get to stay in the rooftop terrace?
I didn't quite finish. One aqua wellness treatment per person per stay.
Oh,
aqua treatment. Yeah, so that sort of makes it worth it. No, I did not get to see it. Sorry.
Oh.
Yeah.
You didn't get to go to the spa?
No, I saw the spa. I didn't get to see the 2-story suite.
Okay.
And I apologize for that, but we had lots of opportunities to do site inspections in various places, and I chose to go somewhere else instead of seeing the resort that I was staying at. So I missed out on some of that stuff.
I'm just wondering how shady it is up there.
It's not.
Yeah. Did you see them?
I did. Yeah, we actually got a tour when we were first there. Some of the bally beds weren't quite done yet, but they were the new Stoddard style metal ones. And the only thing they had over was like a thin gauze type of roof. Mm. So if you're up on the roof, prepare to get baked because it was hot and there was no shade up there.
Wow. Maybe they've fixed that since then.
How was the accommodation on the inside, George? Do you remember?
Overall, because you had the second level, the room seemed a little bit smaller. It was definitely a different design than the ones that you and I had, because I think I had the exact same room style that you did. And I think they're all pretty similar. But yeah, so when you came into the room, if I remember right, on the right-hand side, there was a set of stairs that went up to the roof deck. And there was a bali bed and I don't think it was a plunge pool. I think it was a jacuzzi up there. But other than that, the rooms were still really nice, just a little bit smaller overall because they counted the roof space as part of the room.
It says it's a plunge pool, so I don't know.
Okay.
But the description says it's a plunge
pool. Maybe people were like, it's too hot to be baking up here in a jacuzzi, so they just turned it into
a plunge pool. Yeah, they just took the jets out.
I don't know. I think it's funny. I always forget this too. Like, I usually at home use maybe like an SPF 30 to 50, but man, when I go to the Caribbean, I need to bump that up. Yeah. So I can't even imagine how fried all these tourists were getting on the rooftop.
Yeah, I need like 100 and
real high every half hour.
Couple layers of 100 every half hour.
Yeah. Or you just don't stay on your rooftop too much, which is a shame because that's, you paid for it.
Yeah.
So I have to say I was perfectly happy in our room. And you know me, I am always looking for an upgrade, but I really felt like it was really nice. I mean, it was very spacious. We really felt like we had everything we needed in that room. We did order room service. They have the little room service, the little secret cubby where they pass it through. And and I think Chris ordered room service several times, tried several different things. The menu seemed like a compilation of what's available in the restaurants, mostly the buffet, just general stuff. But, I've heard over and over again that the food in the Dominican Republic is not the best food on the planet. And I'm just going to solidly agree with that and leave it at that. attempts were made, but I think in general, the food didn't seem as fresh. The preparation sometimes was, just a little bit lacking. We did have some good food though. We ate at the French restaurant and really enjoyed that. I think if you just know going into it that you're not going to have gourmet meals, George, would you agree? How did you feel about the food? I know you're less picky than I am.
I thought the food was okay, but in also saying that the resort was only open about 3 weeks to a month before we got there. So there's always that break-in period.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't have expected the food that we had to be as good as it is now. The buffets were real good. We ate 2 or 3 times at the seafood restaurant, which is the one that was just above the pool. And that was very good every time we ate there. I didn't eat French. We went in there one night just for dessert.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And dining for me, so they don't make reservations. You just show up. So did you have any, of course you were there when it was brand new too, but did you have to wait long for any of your dinners or like, did you show up?
No, the resort was really low occupancy because it was so new. I don't even know that it was even fully completed, at least all the buildings yet.
So it was low occupancy when we were there. I think we were the largest group of people there for sure. There were other people there, but I did see people like go into the Indian restaurant and come back out and say the wait was too long. Because there were no reservations, but because I was with the group, we had set meals. So they had reserved small 6 to 8 person tables. And so I didn't really have to battle the, you know, the dinner thing. And one night that we were going to eat on our own entirely, we ended up going to another resort. We didn't really have to seek out dinner on our own. Mm-hmm. So I can't speak to that very well. However, there were no reservations, so you don't have to plan that ahead of time. You can pretty much just decide you want to go eat.
Do they have like the standard all-inclusive restaurant selection?
Yeah. So let's sing the same song. Yes, exactly. And then there's a Mexican restaurant, an Asian restaurant. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's teppanyaki, the French. There's a tapas restaurant, a grill, which is for the steakhouse. The lobster house, which was lobster and seafood. I think that's the one George was talking about. Oregano, which is Italian. Basmati, which is Indian. And then the Magna restaurant, which is the Excellence Club restaurant. Then Las Olas, which was a beach snack grill, which I'm just going to say, do not try it. Don't bother. That's my tip. And then there's a food truck open for dinner, which I think Chris tried. It wasn't really special. I feel like it
was. Okay. Was Robin with you?
Yes, she was there. Yeah.
So Robin is kind of like a super taster, I think, kind of like George. She's mm-hmm. a little bit picky and likes kind of the child menu type stuff. So what did she think of the food? Do you know?
She ate. I didn't have a lot of conversations with her about the food. It's not something we normally talk about with Robin, but she didn't complain. She could always find something to eat. And yeah, I think just having, you know, straight up food, she ordered a steak or she ordered a plain burger or whatever, and it was okay.
Yeah, she does.
So she didn't, you know, she didn't complain about it. Not that she's a complainer anyway, but she, you know, she really didn't. Lots of bars in different locations, bars pretty much wherever you needed a bar to be. The lounge bar was fun. It was usually hopping. There was the bartenders always did this whoop whoop thing and got everybody to do it with them. And so
that was at like 4 p.m., right? Because I can't believe I'm going to ask you this, how the nightlife was.
Okay.
Was it dark yet?
On the last night where everybody was there, because we stayed an extra night. On the last night where everybody, the whole President's Circle group was there, I stayed up until like 12:30.
No.
No. In the afternoon?
After midnight. I'll remember that, Lindsay. I was very proud of myself. I literally, from like 10 o'clock on, I was like, Lindsay is never going to believe this.
Is there photo proof?
I'm going to need time stamped.
Yeah, there was dancing. I believe I did a Vanilla Ice move at one point. Ooh. There was some Beyonce.
Oh, that's awesome.
That should be the photo for the podcast.
The best thing and saddest thing was that same night there was a silent disco that the resort had. They had 3 different colors on the headphones. They had 3 different beats going. I only saw 2 DJs, but you know, sometimes people can multitask. One might have just been, I don't know, one might have just been Spotify or something. But and people did, I mean, like I looked out because it was sort of, we were in a room that had a balcony looking over the area where the silent disco was. And they first started and I went out and I saw like 3 people. And then I went back in and I danced a little bit and I came back out and there were like 20 people. And then I came back out and there were like 50 people. So it really did grow. And when I went to bed at 12:30, it was going strong. I mean, there were a lot of people there. They were still dancing, having a good time. So
that's cool.
They had a show every night, and I mean, like one was sort of disco themed, and they had these different things. I think they had a Michael Jackson one. I have to look at my, but they have a theater there, and there's a bar at that theater, and they had performers. They had this singer that was fantastic. I didn't see them. It wasn't that I was in bed each time, although at least once I was, but we were doing other things. And so I would walk by or I would hear it while something else was going on. It seemed really good. I didn't actually see it myself, but the quality of the voices and things like that seemed pretty good. So I would say, you know, cruise ship, like mainline cruise ship style, not big Broadway, but you know, good solid entertainment. And they did something every night, which is also unusual at a resort like this. Usually it's like every other night or whatever, but
nice.
Yeah.
How many nights were there?
4, 5. Okay. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 2, 5, but The fifth one, we spent at another resort until we slept. I mean, like, we were there until 9 or 10 o'clock, and then we came back.
The group you were with aside, what do you think, what would you say the age ranges while you were there were?
I would say maybe 10, 15 years younger than me and up. And not much up. You know, I would say that I'm closer to, wow, this is sad. Thanks for asking that question. I'm closer to the top of the age range.
So like 30 to 50.
George, save me here. Was it, would you agree?
Was the demographic?
Again, because occupancy was so low, it was really hard to tell. I would say Excellence Resorts are probably similar to what you would see at Secrets.
They're not a party.
I wouldn't think so. No, a little bit older. I think they cater more toward couples than they do singles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I felt like I was kind of a target audience. I mean, I felt like it was, yeah.
So middle, I'm just kidding.
Middle class, middle age. middle age. Yeah, so I was going for middle age.
Talk about the spa a little bit, because you just kind of just said you did it, but we haven't
talked about it. Yeah, we haven't talked about it. It was lovely. Yes. It was, it was weird, actually, because we sort of went last minute and decided we were going to go. Our flight wasn't until like 5 o'clock. So we decided we would go the last day that we were there. And if you've listened to episodes before, especially the sandals episode that we did just recently, Chris doesn't make decisions until the very last minute. And then once he decides he wants to do it. So we went to the spa, basically. We went to have breakfast, and then we went to the spa our last morning there. Mm-hmm. And we said we'd like to do a couple's massage, and we'd like to do it now-ish or, you know, sometime before noon. And she was like, I have something at 4. And we were like, well, we'll be at the airport by then. She was like, oh, you're leaving today. Well, yeah. Okay, no, yeah, we could take you at 9 o'clock, which was literally 5 minutes from there, from then. And I'm like, why did you not offer? I mean, we asked for a morning appointment. So I don't know if she really like had to completely rearrange the schedule and she really ticked off some massage therapists, or if she just was trying to push us out, you know, like make us wait. So I don't know what happened there.
I'm thinking she probably, out of the kindness of her heart, took a break away from somebody or called somebody in early. That's probably
right. But literally, yeah. I mean, that person had to have already been there because it was 10 minutes from when, and which is kind of what we were hoping, was that they just had an opening. And again, you're right. It could have been, I don't mean to assume the worst, but it always bothers me when you tell me you don't have something. And then when you understand that the reason I'm asking is not because I'm being a jerk, but because that's literally the only time I can go, suddenly you have something. It bothers me. And I know the idea is that I'm going to make magic happen. But again, it was only 5 or 10 minutes. It's not like she could have called somebody to come in.
Yeah. You
know? And everything was prompt. So, but overall, you know, I was happy. With the massage was very nice. Felt great afterwards. It was, you know, it was really well done. We did not get a sales pitch at the end for a product, which I really appreciate.
Nice.
So
that's really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The one thing that we really didn't have time to take advantage of was the water. You know, they have hydrotherapy stuff, the circuit. And because we had to go right in, she was like, well, you could do it after, but at that point you're sort of melty and you have all this oil on you and everything. And I was like, man, we just decided not to do it. So
that might be why she wasn't thinking that was like,
right. She might have wanted us to do that, but we even said that's not important to us, or we could do it after, but we have to be done, you know, by noon. Right. And we really needed to be done by 11. But it worked out. It was great. I was glad that I got a chance to experience it. And even if I hadn't, some other people in our party had experienced it and they did like it. They do run a lot of specials. And we actually used a coupon that we got at check-in for, it was like half price for a couple's massage. It was a really good deal.
Wow.
It was a good situation. Not the finest spa I've ever been in, but I would definitely go back. It was lovely. So yeah, it was lovely.
Cool. Is there anything else you want to mention about the resort?
I don't think so. I mean, I really, I felt the staff was very friendly. I thought I would go back to an Excellence Resort. I think it was a fine resort. I loved the design of the room. I can't even say as much about the room as I'd like to. It's well designed, not perfectly private, but really well designed.
You mentioned Sandals and Secrets. How does this compare?
I put it right up there. George, would you agree with me?
Yeah, I would say that Excellence and Secrets are the same. Sandals, I guess maybe it depends on the resort. And obviously if your butler they don't have anything really similar at the other two resorts.
Yeah. I would agree with that. And, you know, even like we mentioned, I didn't love the food, but I wouldn't say that that's an excellence situation. I would say that's probably more just being in the DR. Again, seems to be pretty consistent throughout the DR. So there's only so much you can do with the material you're given.
I think they just don't have like a regional cuisine mm-hmm. like Mexico does mm-hmm. or like Jamaica. Like there's definitely things you think of when you think of those islands or yeah. that, you know.
Well, and there is a drink, George, it's the Mama Wama. Is that what it's called? Or the
Mama Juana?
Oh, Mama Juana. Yeah.
Yeah, Mama Juana, which is, it's this concoction. Do you even, it's different, like different people make it different ways. And I think you talked about it on the podcast when we had you on before, but you want to talk about it a little bit?
It's got like bark in it.
Yeah, it's basically, red wine, rum, and what is it? Sweet red rime, rum, and honey. Those are the three things that are in it. And it's basically a different kinds of barks and herbs. And every resort we'd go to when I was there on the fam, they'd give everybody a shot of that. And it was different at every single resort.
And it's always a shot. Like,
oh, you know, yeah.
It's not a sipping drink. It's you take a
no.
shot.
No. Yeah. Yep.
So that is something that, you know, it's not, it's all over the DR, but it's different everywhere. People make it differently.
That's kind of cool. Yeah.
I didn't try it because it was rum and, you know, I can't drink one rum.
Nobody was ever there.
Well, you do. I mean, because it is the tropics, you get some really awesome tropical fruit. The pineapple tastes amazing. So do the mangoes and the papayas and things like that. It's actually ripe.
Yeah.
I think one of the things about the food in the Dominican compared to Mexico is even if Mexico doesn't grow their own veggies, they're really not that far from the Southeast United States where all of it's grown. So for them to get fresh produce isn't that far, but the Dominican, if they don't grow any on the island, everything has to be flown in or boated in. And I think that maybe that delay is a little bit noticeable in the food.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be my assessment too. And, you know, like some of the resorts we would ask, well, where do you get your beef? They get it from Spain. Well, Spanish beef is wonderful, but that's a long way for the beef to come. So it's, you know, but the resorts, many of them are owned by Spanish companies. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense. And again, some of the finest beef in the world is Spanish beef. I am not knocking Spanish beef, but by the time it gets to the Dominican, it's not
interesting
where it needs to be. So again, I didn't get sick. There was nothing, you know, it's not that I would not go there. I think Chris had a hard time because he's on a keto diet and just trying to, you know, you talked about the fresh fruit. Well, that doesn't do him any good. So he really is, you know, he's tied to meats and fats. And so even the cheeses were really nice.
So he's not going to like the food anywhere, even at home.
Yeah. Well, no, at home he does just fine. Well, first of all, he has an excellent chef, which is me. And he's a pretty good chef himself. So, but yeah, I think it really just wasn't, there wasn't as many choices for him. And when your choices are already limited, that really becomes frustrating. That said, you know, I would just go to the Dominican Republic, not expecting to have the best meals that I've ever had.
It's not your foodie.
I'm very fortunate that I get to have good meals on a lot of occasions. So for a weekend, for, you know, a 7-day trip, I can
focus on the drinks.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We went to some, little local place and it was like we were taken there by a local and that wasn't too bad, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think you can find pockets of good food, and it'll be interesting when Donna gets to go to the Hyatt Ziva. We'll talk about the food that she had there, and I also we're going to a few other resorts. She went to a few others, and I went to a few others, and they cross over. So we'll talk about those in a few weeks. Teaser, and we'll see how the food was there, because I do think that, you know, there are places, if food is really important to you, you could go some other places in the Dominican Republic and find really good food. So.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Tune in. All right. Well, that is our show for this week. Thank you for hanging out with us. We would love for you to share your life-changing travel moments with us on our Facebook page. You can find us on Facebook as Fly Away or from the podcast page on outlandertravel.com. Please be sure to subscribe to us and leave a review wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Donna, Elizabeth, Lindsay, George, and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly. Thank you.